This is an audio file for Scott Forsman reading series.
Skill lesson. Paraphrasing. Paraphrasing is explaining something in your own words. A paraphrase should keep the writer's meaning. A paraphrase should include all of the author's ideas, but it should be easier to read than the original. Practice paraphrasing. It can help you understand what you read. Read Blue Jay Takes the Heat from When Birds Could Talk and Bats Could Sing, told by Virginia Hamilton. Blue Jay Takes the Heat by Virginia Hamilton. There was no fire in all the world to warm Elsie Lingo except that owned by mean old firekeeper. Didn't have any last name. And he didn't like Elsie Lingo on account of Elsie hanging around trying to warm his hands and then running away real fast when Firekeeper tried to catch him. Firekeeper wouldn't like any other child when it came into this world either. Just awful, he was. It got so cold that even Brew Blue Jay felt sorry for Elsie Lingo. That child doesn't have feathers to warm him, he said one day to Sis Blue Jay. So Brew Blue Jay flew off. He had to be swift if he was to take some fire and then get away. So he did it. But that quick-eyed firekeeper saw him. He ran after Brew Blue Jay in a flaming rage and scared Brew Blue Jay half to death. Brew Blue Jay opened his mouth to warn all the birds that Firekeeper was burning mad, and, whoops, he dropped the chunk of fire he'd taken. "What business you have to take my fire?" Firekeeper yelled up at him. Scared to death, Brew Blue Jay hollered down, "It was only for Elsie Lingo. I'll pay, yes, I will. I'll pay you." And until right yet, Brew Blue Jay can be seen every day and most always taking stick pieces and fine little wood chips, nice and clean, over to Sis Squatty, old firekeeper's wife. Write about it. 1. Paraphrase the last sentence of the folk tale. Use your own words, but keep the author's meaning. 2. Paraphrase either the first or the fourth paragraph. Remember to use your own words and avoid copying from the story. Look ahead. Read about the adventures of an unusual chicken in Half Chicken, Another Folk Tale. Check your understanding of the story by paraphrasing sentences or paragraphs as you go along.